This episode is brought to you by IVP. If we're honest, many of us hesitate to disciple others because we don't feel qualified. Maybe we fear we'll do more harm than good, or we think we don't have time. In her book, Discipleship as Holy Collaboration, Yolanda Solomon walks us through the life of Jesus and explores Jesus's call to make disciples as an invitation to collaborate with God in a sacred group project. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive this book for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Inner Varsity Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word. Old Testament reading. Genesis chapter 48 through Genesis chapter 49, verse 28. Manasseh and Ephraim. After these things, Joseph was told, "Your father is weakening." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel regained strength and sat up on his bed. Jacob said to Joseph, "The sovereign God appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. He said to me, 'I am going to make you fruitful and will multiply you. I will make you into a group of nations and I will give this land to your descendants as an everlasting possession.' Now as for your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, they will be mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are. Any children that you father after them will be yours. They will be listed under the names of their brothers in their inheritance. But as for me, when I was returning from Paddan, Rachel died to my sorrow in the land of Canaan. It happened along the way, some distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's son, he asked, 'Who are these?' Joseph said to his father, 'They are the sons God has given me in this place.' His father said, 'Bring them to me so I may bless them.' Now Israel's eyes were failing because of his age. He was not able to see well. So Joseph brought his sons near to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see you again, but now God has allowed me to see your children too.' So Joseph moved them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. Joseph positioned them. He put Ephraim on his right hand across from Israel's left hand and Manasseh on his left hand across from Israel's right hand. Then Joseph brought them closer to his father. Israel stretched out his right hand and placed it on Ephraim's head, although he was the younger. Crossing his hands, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph and said, 'May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long to this day, the angel who has protected me from all harm, bless these boys. May my name be named in them, in the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac. May they grow into a multitude on the earth.' When Joseph saw that his father placed his right hand on Ephraim's head, it displeased him. So he took his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to his father, 'Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put your hand on his head.' But his father refused and said, 'I know, my son, I know. he too will become a nation and he too will become great. In spite of this, his younger brother will be even greater and his descendants will become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them that day saying, by you will Israel bless, saying, may God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you back to the land of your fathers. As one who is above your brothers, I give you the mountain slope, which I took from the Amorites with my sword and my bow. Genesis 49 through verse 28, the blessing of Jacob. Jacob called for his sons and said, gather together so I can tell you what will happen to you in future days. Assemble and listen. You sons of Jacob, listen to Israel your father. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, outstanding in dignity, outstanding in power. You are destructive like water and will not excel, for you got on your father's bed. Then you defiled it. He got on my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their knives. Oh, my soul, do not come into their council. Do not be united to their assembly, my heart. For in their anger, they have killed men, and for pleasure, they have hamstrung oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their fury, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down before you. You are a lion's cub, Judah. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He crouches and lies down like a lion, like a lioness. Who will rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until he comes to whom it belongs. The nations will obey him. Binding his foal to the vine and his colt to the choicest vine, he will wash his garments in wine, his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be red from wine and his teeth white from milk. Zebulun will live by the haven of the sea and become a haven for ships. His border will extend to Sidon. Issachar is a strong-boned donkey lying down between two saddlebags. When he sees a good resting place in the pleasant land, he will bend his shoulder to the burden and become a slave laborer. Dan will judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. May Dan be a snake beside the road, a viper by the path that bites the heels of the horse so that its rider falls backward. I wait for your deliverance, O Lord. Gad will be raided by marauding bands. He will attack them at their heels. Asher's food will be rich, and he will provide delicacies to royalty. Naphtali is a free-running doe. He speaks delightful words. Joseph is a fruitful bow near a spring, whose branches climb over the wall. The archers will attack him. They will shoot at him and oppose him, but his bow will remain steady and his hands will be skillful. Because of the hands of the powerful one of Jacob, because of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, because of the God of your father who will help you, because of the sovereign God who will bless you with blessings from the sky above, blessings from the deep that lies below, and blessings of the breast and womb. The blessings of your father are greater than the blessings of the eternal mountains or the desirable things of the old age hills. They will be on the head of Joseph and on the brow of the prince of his brothers. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf, in the morning devouring the prey, and in the evening dividing the plunder. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He gave each of them an appropriate blessing. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for the ways, oh Lord, that you bestow blessings upon us, oh God. I thank you, oh Lord God, that you, oh Lord God, have granted to us by your grace, O Lord God, the greatest blessing of all, which is salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. But I thank you, O God, that in your mercy, in your compassion, in your just overflowing and overwhelming store of love for us, O God, you give us bountiful blessings even now, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, for left-hand blessings, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for right-hand blessings, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord God, for contentment, O Lord God, to be content with the blessings that you give us, O Lord. For us, O Lord God, to give you, to have a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving toward you for the blessings that flow, O Lord God, to us from your left and from your right hand, O God. Would you help us to live lives, O Lord God, that are marked, O God, by obedience, marked by love for you, marked, O Lord God, by the gospel, O Lord. Would you help us, O Lord God, to continually render praise unto you for the many bountiful blessings that you give to us from both your left and your right hand, O Lord. We know that your word tells us that godliness with contentment is with great gain. Would you please give us, fill us with contentment, Lord, if any of us, oh Lord God, are in a place where we're not content with the blessings that we have, or we're waiting, oh God, for you to pour out some blessings, oh Lord God, that are promised to us. Would you help us to wait with patience and with contentment, oh Lord God? And would you continue to walk with us, oh Lord God, as we wait? Help us to wait well for the blessings, oh Lord God, that you continually bestow on us. We pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.